Well, after months of escalating gang violence, Haiti's beleaguered Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has officially stepped down, paving the way for a new government. A transitional council is now in operation and it faces the mammoth task of organising elections and restoring order in a nation where a coalition of armed gangs has been looting banks, hospitals and homes, with hundreds of people killed or kidnapped. Dan Foote is a former US Special Envoy to Haiti and joins us now. Hi, Dan.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Yes, and likewise to you. Good evening. How significant is this development overnight? You know, now that formalities are done, do you get any sense that there'll be some kind of governance now in Haiti?
I hope so. It's been a long time since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, just about 34 months, in fact. And I resigned in 21 because the United States insisted on backing Ariel Henry, and I knew that it was going to be a failed proposition, and here we are. But hope is not a strategy, and I think that's the strategy the international community is taking towards Haiti. I'm concerned about the political credibility of this transitional council, which was named by the international community. It represents a number of political parties in Haiti, including the hated and beleaguered party of that has driven Haiti into the ground over the past 13 years, and civil society and other political parties. And they're already jockeying for power and position. They haven't united for the betterment of Haiti. They've united because the internationals forced them to unite. And if they're going to unite, they're going to try to get power, each one of them. And I'm concerned that the ultimate goal, which is acceptable, credible elections in Haiti, is just going to be a pipe dream because there's no connection to the Haitian people.
Okay.
With this transitional council.
Yeah, if you have doubts then about this transitional council, where does it leave the people of Haiti? You know, Port-au-Prince is still, for the most part, under the control of gangs. What does it mean for the civilians living there? What are you hearing about life on the ground there?
It's horrendous and has been horrendous for those 34 months, just getting worse lately. And the problem and the issue is these gangs have sort of earned a voice, or better said, the United States has given the gangs a voice by backing Ariel Henry, who did nothing against the gangs but let them continue to grow and fester. They were talking about genocide 4 weeks ago if an international solution was imposed. Now they're talking about amnesty or power for them. So this council is going to have to gently step around the gang issue. The gangs are sort of going to have to either cooperate, or this international police force, multilateral security support mission that the United States wants to fund in Haiti is not going to have a ton of impact if they're not in support of a government that the people want.
So then how could any council be expected to operate under this sort of climate? We know that the location for the swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet had to be changed quickly due to the unrest. There were reports of gunfire near the National Palace. So really, can any council succeed here?
I think the only council that could succeed is one that is organically formed in Haiti, that is not decided behind back doors of foreign powers and major donors to Haiti, because they're going to have to deal with all these issues. They're going to have to deal with the gangs and what kind of reconciliation they're going to need. What's the justice going to be? I think the issue with this council that I see is there's no real security experience on it. They don't have a plan to take care of the gangs, and they don't have a vision for society. The international community also doesn't appear to have a plan for these gangs, mm-hmm. other than to send in Kenyans and other police, and I don't think it's going to be terribly successful.
Okay, Dan Foote is a former US Special Envoy to Haiti. He's talking about the new transitional council that's come into effect with the formal resignation of Haiti's Prime Minister here on RN Drive. Dan, let's talk about those gangs. Jimmy Charizier is one of the country's most powerful gang leaders. He's issued a thread on social media telling Haiti's politicians to, quote, brace yourselves. We've seen a huge escalation in violence over the last few months. Just how likely is it that that is going to get even worse?
I think it's fairly likely that they are not accepting this transitional council. And it's the only reason that the gangs united in the first place was to get rid of Ariel Henry and have some say in the transition. Now they're standing in the way of another foreign imposed government. And perversely, they're kind of speaking for the Haitian people, despite the fact that the Haitian people do not want the gangs speaking for them, and they do not, unlike the Americans, want criminals as leaders of their country.
Mm. I mean, what are these gangs demanding exactly?
I think they want a piece of the pie. I believe Barbecue and ESO and some of the other ones, they want amnesty, obviously, first. And I believe they want a way to reintegrate into society without, you know, having to spend their life in jail. But the problem is there's no justice system in Haiti. The president got assassinated and they've made no progress on that case. Do you think we're going to be able to prosecute 40,000 gangbangers?
Barbecue there, you're referring to Jimmy Charizier as his nickname there. We know that aid groups are also reporting huge difficulties in getting in food and clean water into the capital. I mean, millions of people are being affected here. Just how likely is the onset of famine in the region?
Oh, I think it's highly likely. 32 months ago, 46% of the Haitian population was food insecure. Now, I think a small portion in Port-au-Prince is actually in famine, and a much higher percentage is food insecure. And the problem is, if the gangs don't cooperate to let food in through the ports and the airports, there's nothing the people can do about it.
Just how problematic politically is this instability and unrest in Haiti going to be for the United States, particularly with the elections looming?
It's certainly not going to help President Biden in the November elections, because he has been told repeatedly the consequences of his inaction with Ariel Henry there and the consequences of political intervention. And he continues to do it, I think, mainly so he maintains that outlet of being able to deport Haitians back to Port-au-Prince for political purposes, so he can show he's being tough on immigration. Can you imagine sending people back to a war zone where the U.S. embassy is closed and we're evacuating Americans? That's not terribly humanitarian. Mm.
Dan Foote is a former U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.